So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing the Birchas Chasanim, otherwise known as the Sheva Brachas. Rashi explains the sequence and format of these seven brachas. The first bracha is Boyer Pri HaGofen, because Birchas Chasanim must be recited al hakais over a cup of wine. It precedes the other brachas as it does in Kiddush V'Abdallah. The second bracha, Shahakol Bar Lechvaydai, is not recited specifically for the Chasam and Kala, but rather La'asifas Am HaNesafim, to honor the participants in the wedding as subsequent Shivas Yimei HaMishnah, and commemorates the chesed of Hashem in participation of Nisui Odom Harish Mechava. Since this bracha is Lechvayr HaMakim, it can be recited initially from the time of gathering, but the Chacham initiated that it be recited Al HaKais. However, in Lechesima, it does not end with a Baruch Atah Hashem, because it is Chada Hoida, one brief blessing, and is comparable to Birchas HaMitzvahs, which do not have a Chesima. The third bracha, Yetzer HaAdam, is also not recited specifically for the Chasam HaKala, but rather Liyitziras Adam HaRishon, to commemorate the creation of Adam HaRishon, and likewise, Ein Loi Chesima. The fourth bracha, Asher Yotzeh HaSa'adam Mitzalmoi, begins the sequence of brachas Lechvayt Chasam HaKala. Therefore, Yesh Loi Pesicha, it begins with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, V'Yesh Loi Chesima, and it concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzer HaAdam, because it's a longer bracha, in which there are two or more topics. The fifth bracha, Sais Tasis Vesogil HaAkara, is a continuation of Chvayt Chasa Mekala, and since it is Smucha Lechaverta, it joins and follows the previous bracha of Asher Yatzar, Ein Loi Pesicha, it does not begin with a bracha. However, Yesh Loi Chesima, it concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem Mesameach Tzin Bevaneha, because it does not have a Pesicha. The sixth bracha, Sameach Tesamach Reim HaUvim, is also Smucha Lechaverta, and therefore Ein Loi Pesicha. However, Yesh Loi Chesima, it concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem Mesameach Chasan Bechala. The final and seventh bracha, Asher Bara Sasim Esimcha, is obviously Lechvayt Chas Mekala, and although it is Smucha Lechaverta, Yesh Loi Pesicha, it begins with a bracha, because it is many times recited alone, without the other brachas, for example, when there is no pan chadashas during the subsequent Shivas Yimei HaMishnah. V'yesh Loi Chesima, it concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem Mesameach Chasan Im HaKala, because it's a long bracha of Shtei Hoidois. Rashi explains that this Chesima of Mesameach Chasan Im HaKala is used because it refers to Simchas Ish Be'isha, the exclusive happiness of a husband with his wife. Mesameach Chasan Im HaKala translates as the one who gladdens the Chasan with his Kala. However, the Chesima of the previous bracha, Mesameach Chasan VeKala, refers to the general happiness of prosperity and well-being of the Chasan VeKala. Therefore, one recites Mesameach Chasan VeKala, the one who gladdens the Chasan and the Kala. The Gemara continues, Yei Mekama Baruch Kulo. On the first day, one must recite all the Sheva Brachas. Mekan ve'elech, during the following 6 days of the Shivas Yimei HaMishnah, I ikka panim chadashos baruch kulo. When there is a panim chadashos, a newcomer who did not attend the previous celebrations, one must recite all the Sheva Brachas. However, ilekka panim chadashos, mevarach shasimcha b'ma'inoi v'asher bara. When there is no panim chadashos, one recites shasimcha b'ma'inoi at the beginning of Birchas HaMazon, and the seventh bracha asher bara. Meshiva v'ad shleishim, Bein amalehu machmas hilula uvein loy amalehu machmas hilula mevarch shasimcha b'ma'inai. From the conclusion of the Shivas Yimei HaMishnah until 30 days from Nisuin, whether the host specifies that they are celebrating the Nisuin or did not specify, they recite only shasimcha b'ma'inai. Mekan ve'elech ad treisu yarchishata I amalehu machmas hilula mevarch shasimcha b'ma'inai b'iloy loy. From the conclusion of 30 days until a year from the Nisuin, only when the host specifies that they are celebrating the Nisuin do they recite Shasimcha B'ma'inai. The Gemara points out that we do not recite Shasimcha B'ma'inai at a Sudas Bris Milah, Bishum Ditridi, Disli Tsar Liyanuka. Their Simcha is incomplete because of the child's pain. The Gemara continues with that which we learned in the previous daf, that Birchas Chasan Ba'asar, and cites Rav, and also Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara, v'chasanim in a minyan. Birchas Chasanim can only be recited in the presence of 10 men, and the Chasan can be included in the count. However, Birchas Avela Ma'asara Ve'en Avela Me'minyan. The Birchas Rechava, the bracha which is recited during Sudas Havra, the initial meal following Kavura, also requires 10 people, but the Avelim cannot be included in the count. The Gemara questions from a Braisa that states, Chasanim Va'Avelim Min HaMinyan, that both a Chasan and an Avel can be included in the count for Asara. Regarding Rav, the Gemara answers, Rav Tanah Hu Palag, that Rav has the stature of a Tanah and can argue with the Braisa. Regarding Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara answers that the price is referring to Zimun, for which the Avelim can be included in the count, and Rabbi Yechanan is referring to Birchas Rechava, for which the Avelim cannot be included in the count. The Gemara mentions that although Birchas Avelim is usually only recited at the Sudas Havra, however, B'panim Chadashis, if a Panim Chadashis arrives at the base Ha'avel, then Birchas Avelim called Shiva, the Birchas Avelim is recited during all the Shivas Yimei Avelis. The daf concludes with various brachas that were recited in the Beis HaAvel.